AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A newly disclosed email reveals Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh once suggested Roe versus Wade was not settled law. Kavanaugh denies it.
Roe v. Wade is an important precedent of the Supreme Court. It's been reaffirmed many times.
Kavanaugh said that he was not discussing his views, but rather what legal scholars might say. President Trump is pushing back against explosive reports his own administration is conspiring against him. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The president calls it gutless. The vice president says it's a disgrace.
They ought to do the honorable thing and they ought to resign.
Telling WFTV in Florida the newspaper itself should be ashamed. Pence's office says he had nothing to do with the opinion piece, and several top administration officials are denying it as well, amid an intense guessing game here in Washington over who did write it. Even First Lady Melania Trump is weighing in, saying to the writer, "You are not protecting this country. You are sabotaging it with your cowardly actions." Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's happening again around Redding, California.
It is the most.
Who that?
Another big wildfire. This one tripled in size overnight. The flames reached Interstate 5. Burt Reynolds has died.
Who that? This is Bandit Darvill talking.
Reynolds starred in the Smokey and the Bandit movies and in Deliverance. He was nominated for an Oscar for Boogie Nights. In a 1996 AP interview, Burt Reynolds talked about fame.
It is the most seductive, damaging, despairing, invisible thing that can come into your life.
Burt Reynolds was 82. The Wall Street Journal is reporting CBS chief Les Moonves is negotiating with independent directors of CBS's board of directors for a possible exit. CBS is investigating sexual harassment allegations against him. This is AP Radio News. Charges have been filed in connection with the hacking of Sony Pictures.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Tracy Wilkerson says the criminal complaint names a North Korean hacker working for the Pyongyang government in the infamous 2014 intrusion into Sony Pictures, as well as the hack of the theater chain AMC and of a British production company.
These were not just attacks against computers. These were attacks against freedom of speech.
The movie hacks were aimed at damaging those responsible for the Seth Rogen comedy The Interview, which featured a fictional Kim Jong-un. Wilkerson says the conspiracy was also behind last year's WannaCry attack, which scrambled software at banks and hospitals worldwide. I'm Warren Levinson.
Tennessee's largest health insurer will stop covering OxyContin prescriptions as part of several measures to combat opioid addiction. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee will encourage doctors to recommend two alternative opioid pain relievers, which are designed to be more difficult to abuse. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.